KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, cloudy skies, some light rain here in Atlantic and 45 degrees. We picked up 4 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation earlier this morning, and Harlan reports 5 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Three people face charges in connection with a party held last weekend in Harlan. According to the Harlan Police, 18-year-olds Cody Schweary and Brandon Allen and 17-year-old Dylan Hansen, all of Harlan, were charged with supplying alcohol to persons under the legal age. Officials say on September the 10th, the police department was notified of an underage party taking place in the 700 block of 5th Street in Harlan. Upon further investigation, several persons were charged or cited. 17-year-old James Schweary from Harlan, along with Dylan Hansen and 18-year-old Trent Wolf, of Portsmouth, were charged with possession of a controlled substance. Schwarty and Hansen were also charged with the possession of drug paraphernalia. 16-year-olds Jenna Rasmussen and Austin Hess, both from Harlan, along with Schwarty, Schwery, and 17-year-old Jordan Fitzmaurice of Panama, were each charged with possession of alcohol under the legal age. Each of the individuals under the age of 18 were cited and released. Cody Schwery and Trent Wendt were brought to the Shelby County Jail, and charges were filed at a later date on Brandon Allen, with a warrant having been issued by the court. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, the bleeding of red ink at the U.S. Postal Service could affect the lifeblood of more than just small-town post offices across Iowa and around the country. Officials of the USPS say larger facilities in medium-sized towns could close as well. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said in a press conference yesterday the USPS is forced to face a new reality, and as a result, 4 processing centers in Iowa, 5 in Nebraska, and 2 in Missouri are on a list of 252 centers nationwide targeted for possible consolidation or closure as the post office searches for ways to save money. The processing centers in Creston, Carroll, Waterloo, and Cedar Rapids are all candidates for closure. That's in addition to the 178 proposed post office closings across Iowa, which were previously announced. Closing the mail processing centers could cost as many as 35,000 jobs. The mail processing network was designed to process and deliver first-class mail within a 1 to 3 day window. If the change is implemented, Donahue says the new service standard would become 2 to 3 days. It would also save the agency as much as $3 billion. He said first-class mail is the backbone of the Postal Service, but with a dramatic decline in mail volume and a resulting excess capacity, maintaining a vast national infrastructure is no longer realistic. The post office faces competition with the Internet, and with a struggling economy, less advertising mail is flowing through the system. The agency lost $8.5 billion last year and is facing an even larger deficit this year. It's not clear when the proposed changes to the Postal Service's system would take place if they are approved. Lennox Industries will move a portion of its operations at its air conditioner plant in Marshalltown to its plant in Orangeburg, South Carolina in early 2012. Company spokeswoman Cynthia Baker said Lennox was switching locations for production of air handlers. Baker was uncertain how many of the 80 workers on the production line would be affected. She says employees wanting to follow their jobs to South Carolina would be handled on a case-by-case basis. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Thursday morning in Atlantic for a new design technology program at Iowa Western Community College's Cass County Center. Students enrolled in the program, the idea for which began almost 5 years ago, will learn to build 3D virtual products using specialized software developed by Texas-based Siemens Product Lifecycle Management, or PLM. Jay Miller, a native of Atlanta, conceived the idea of having the program, which is the first of its kind in the nation for a two-year college. He explained how Atlantic became the site for a program which will fill the needs of a global community.
I approached Iowa Western with the idea and vision back in late 2006, early 2007. We fleshed out the concept over the next year and a half through the middle of 2008. We recruited our industry advisory members from Rockwell, from Kiewit, from Mali, Winnebago, and LBT, and we developed the curriculum after that in the 2008 into 2009. We got Higher Learning Commission approval for the first time to ever graduate students from the Atlantic Center, a first in the history of this center. We received the Siemens grant of $65.2 million in the summer of 2010.
Miller says graduates of the program will fill a need companies have to replace retiring workers in the high-tech industry throughout the world. One of the companies that is in need of the type of students the program will instruct is Rockwell Collins. Dale Wolf, head of engineering services for Rockwell, said the knowledge students gain in state-of-the-art tools in 3D electronic design and data management should provide them with significant employment opportunities in a variety of industries.
Rockwell Collins, as well as the rest of the aerospace industry, is looking at lots of skilled workers and looking for potential resources to backfill those workers as they leave. As the aerospace industry and other industries work to fill the needs and rebuild their skilled workforce, this program should provide great opportunity to draw those skilled workers from.
Bill Boswell, head of partnerships for Siemens PLM Software in Des Moines, said he attended a conference of industry analysts who cover the manufacturing industry in Boston, Massachusetts last week. He said one of the things they talked about, in addition to the recent devastating effects of the hurricane, was the perfect storm the industry faces for educated and highly skilled workers.
Met with one of the HR vice presidents of one of our aerospace customers. They have over 163,000 employees, and in the next 10 years alone, they expect to have 50,000 retirements. So you can imagine the brain drain that that puts on companies.
Boswell said even with a poor global economy last year, there was still a need for 3 million engineers. Colleges and universities worldwide only graduated about 2.25 million students, however, which leaves a shortage of about 750,000 worldwide just to keep up with the booming technology. Iowa Western Community College, he said, is the first partner his company has worked with to create a two-year associate's degree program around product lifestyle management. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Joyce E. Riggs, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Joyce Riggs will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lenora Wollenhouse, age 83, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Lenora Wollenhouse will be today at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Rollins have the arrangements. Calvin E. Campbell, age 90, of Richfield, Minnesota, and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Calvin Campbell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Assembly of God Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Virginia Spiker, age 97, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Virginia Spiker will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Heritage House. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Private family graveside services for Margaret Jensen will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Carl Campbell, age 84, of Orient, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Carl Campbell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, or rather by MediCap Pharmacy, I should say, on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.